Hello, and welcome back to the Language of God. My name is Stephan Dela Cruz, and I am the Friend of God. Today I conclude with part 4, the 9 gifts found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In this series, I have briefly touched on the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. These gifts, abilities, come with supernatural power and authority. I have addressed why they have been given to us and how they should be used, both in the spiritual realm and in this natural realm that we live. And here in part 4, I will speak about the gifts of discerning of spirits, the gift of languages, and the gift of interpreting languages. So let's begin. The gift of discerning of spirits. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. And to another, discerning of spirits. Now here's a brief definition of discerning. Discerning is to recognize small details, telling the difference between similar things, and make intelligent judgments by combining other gifts of the Spirit. Only through the Holy Spirit can you discern what is genuine from a counterfeit. And this is speaking about the spiritual gift of discerning of spirits. Now, Paul here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is speaking about the gift of discerning, and he is speaking about how that gift works, and its purpose is to discern in the spiritual realm, angels, demons, angels of light working through people, and so on. This gift will allow you to judge and know what is true and what is counterfeit in the spiritual realm. Not only in the spiritual realm, but it will also help you here in this world that we live. It is a great ability to have as you mature and grow in knowledge and the power of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. It will help you stay on course. This gift is also used when you are entering into an unknown area of your life, a place you've never been, people you have never met. It is a great gift to have whether you are working in spiritual things of the Lord or if you're going to work every day in your natural life, in this existence. As many of us know, there are many counterfeits of God's power out there in the world. The gift of discerning of spirits gives you insight of what is a counterfeit and what is genuinely of God. This gift also helps you with your encounters with people, your everyday life, and your workplace. It will help you know, understand what others are thinking, what their intentions are, and have in mind to do. This gift not only reveals wrong intentions, but it also reveals good intentions. This will help you prepare and react properly as you go about your day. You can find an example of this in Matthew chapter 9, verse 3. And here's how it reads. This is Jesus. At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow Jesus is blaspheming." Verse 4 of Matthew chapter 9. Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk?'" And you'll notice that it says here that knowing their thoughts, Jesus knew their thoughts. He knew their intention, what they were thinking, what they were feeling, and he was able to address that. And this gift of discerning will allow you in your everyday life to also do that. Now, you don't need to be open about it and say, "Hey, I know what you're thinking," but it will give you that edge that you'll need to succeed or to accomplish God's will in your life. It will also help you to turn left or right because you're going to know what to do, what to say, simply because you're understanding what's going on around you, even though they don't know that you're listening, that you're able to discern. This gift, discerning, not only allows you to know thoughts, but also feelings and intention. Now, in combination with other gifts, it's incredible the things that this gift will be able to help you with and accomplish in your life and for the purpose of God. And once again, you're going to know if their words are true, if their actions are honorable, and who they truly are. Even though they're presenting themselves in one way, you will know exactly what is going on and who they are, and you will know what they truly are thinking. You will be able to judge what is going on in the spiritual realm as it is affecting the natural realm. And it is a powerful gift, a powerful ability to have. The gift of discerning of spirits is not only about demons and angels, which you will be able to also know their thoughts, their purpose, their intent, but this gift also operates in the natural realm, your everyday life. Now, there is more to this gift and how it operates, and I will speak to this in more detail, to the power and the other abilities of this gift in Premier Access. Now, let's move on to the gift of languages, also known as the gift of tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in languages. For those of you who follow me, you have read what my definition of the word language is as I teach the language of God. So my definition of the word language is this. Language is more than just verbal communication. It's more than just words or sounds. It is the very culture of that people that make up their language. There are languages that don't use verbal communication. Here are a few that come to mind. There is body language. We are all familiar with body language. There is the language of love. How about sign language? As you can see, there is more to language than just verbal communication. It is my definition. It is also the culture of that people. Their art, their technology, the way they dress, all this combined creates their language. Also, there are other languages that go beyond our normal understanding. And that is my definition of language. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, this is Paul speaking about the gift of languages or the gift of tongues. And it reads like this, verse 2, "For if you have the ability to speak in languages, you will be talking only to God, since people won't be able to understand you. You will be speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit, but it will be mysterious. But one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church." So let's go down to verse 13. "So anyone who speaks in tongues or languages should pray also for the ability to interpret what has been said." Verse 14. "For if I pray in languages, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying." Now, verse 15. "Well then, what should I do? I will pray in the spirit, in languages, and I will also pray in words that I understand. I will sing in the spirit and in languages, and I will also sing in words I understand." Verse 16. "For if you praise God only in the spirit or languages, how can those who don't understand you praise God along with you? How can they join you in giving thanks when they don't understand what you are saying?" Verse 17. "You will be giving thanks very well, which is good, but it won't strengthen the people who hear you." So the gift of languages, the gift of tongues, is for you personally to strengthen you. And Paul is saying here that when you do use this gift, because it's for you specifically, remember that this gift is for your personal edification. So during your prayer time, your worship time with God, this is a beautiful time to use it as it encourages you, as it builds you up. But keep in mind that as you use this openly, wherever you may be, that the people around you don't have the gift to interpret what you're saying. So keep that in mind. This is what Paul is saying. Yes, speak in tongues because it does build you up, but at the same time, hey, speak in a language, pray in a language that is understood. Sing in tongues and languages, but also sing in a language that is understood so that the others that are hearing you will understand and join in with you and be blessed. So remember that part. The reason Paul is saying this is so that the ones that are around you will understand and they will be blessed. So keep that in mind. That is a very important. So those of you who have this gift and are seeking this gift, keep that in mind. So the gift of languages helps you in both the spiritual realm and in the natural realm. It will allow you to make decrees in the spiritual realm, bringing that power and authority through the Holy Spirit into this natural realm that we exist in. It will help you speak blessings in the language that the Holy Spirit has given you in the spiritual realm, and it will be brought into this natural realm. So it's a powerful gift to have as you are moving from the spiritual realm to the natural realm. Now, the Holy Spirit brings from the spiritual realm power and authority through you as you are using this gift into this natural realm. Remember that the gift of languages is a spiritual gift. Its purpose is to strengthen the individual speaking. Now let's move on to the interpretation of languages, the gift of interpretation of languages or tongues. This gift's purpose is that you will be able to interpret languages unknown to you at that time. But if you remember my explanation of languages, then you'll know that it is more than just spoken languages, and that you will be able to interpret. So there's a lot that goes on here. And I know that throughout the decades, the years, people have seen speaking in tongues and the interpretation of tongues in only one way. But as we move forward, you're going to see it in a different light as we mature. Now, for those of you who follow me, you know that my ministry is about teaching the language of God. Please understand what I'm about to say here. I am not speaking about the gift of tongues or speaking in tongues. That is a gift of the Holy Spirit so that you and I can speak and pray and sing and worship in the spiritual realm, properly making requests before God so that our prayers are answered. The Holy Spirit is the one who leads that language that you and I are using, that are speaking that gift. Now, the language of God that I teach is the very language that God spoke in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, there is a lot here when I teach the language of God. It is completely different than the gifts here. And I will go into that in more detail in Premier Access. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5, and that once again, this is Paul speaking. I wish you could all speak in tongues, but even more, I wish you could all prophesy. For prophecy is greater than speaking in tongues, unless someone interprets what you are saying so that the whole church will be strengthened. So I hope you heard that. Unless you have the interpretation so that the whole church is strengthened. So Paul is just reminding everyone how the gifts function and their purpose in our lives. Now, Paul used the word greatest or greater, which can also be interpreted the best gift. And the reason for that is that we need to ask for the best gift for that particular moment that we are in. It may be the gift of wisdom. It may be the gift of miracles. What gift becomes the best gift for you to have and to use is the gift that you will need in the moment, in the event that you are operating in. So keep that in mind. And Paul does speak to that. Now, Paul makes it clear that the gift of tongues alone, remember this, the gift of languages alone is for the individual person. So always keep that in mind when you use this gift and when you receive this gift, that it's for you personally to pray, to sing, to worship, and to build yourself up. Now, if you are using the gift of interpretation, then it becomes a gift that is equal to prophecy, because now you are being a blessing to those around you and to the whole body, all right? So keep that in mind. So the purpose of the gift of interpretation of tongues is for the individual and those who hear it. It is twofold. First, to strengthen that person, because as you're speaking in that unknown language and you give that interpretation, you are blessed. The second part of it is that as you give that interpretation, or someone else gives that interpretation, then the people around you are blessed. Now, I will speak, once again, I'm going to speak in a lot more detail on how these gifts work. I want you to know that as I teach more in detail these gifts, I'm going to show how those gifts are used in your everyday life. So the nine gifts of the Spirit that I have been teaching are for the whole body of Christ, for you Christians, for you who desire to receive these gifts. They're yours, and there's a purpose for them in your life. I hope this podcast has been a blessing in your life. For those who would like to gain a deeper understanding of the nine gifts series that I teach, I will be creating a premier access portal at my website where you can join as a premier member. There I will be able to go into more detail as I share a deeper understanding of the nine gifts. There I will explain how the gifts operate, how to receive that particular gift, and how to use the gifts. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please share it with one person this week. Encourage others to listen to the nine gifts. If you have any comments, you can connect with me at Facebook or by email. You can find this information at my website, thelanguageofgod.net. When contacting me, please include the podcast title you are commenting on. Remember to subscribe when you're at my website. This way, you're kept up to date with my latest podcast releases. Now go, laugh again, smile again, and believe again. Together we will finish this race and enjoy your life. I encourage you to live, break free of the things holding you back, and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life and live again. I invite you to drink from the river of life and live again. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.